USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's the Democrats that are holding up coronavirus relief for the American people.
In addition to the executive orders that we signed, which are going to be doing terrific things in terms of payroll tax cut, which is a lot of money coming to a lot of people very quickly, I've directed the Secretary of the Treasury to get ready and send direct payments, $3,400, for a family of four to all Americans. Democrats are holding this up.
Former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering a FISA document that was used to justify the spying on of Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. This all goes back to the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Reaction coming in to a historic deal that was announced on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
This is a game changer. It is a sea change for the Mideast. Hats off to President Trump and his team.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying a peace agreement announced yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is kind of a big deal.
It's going to create stability in a region that's been very troubled. It's going to create economic opportunity for American businesses to get into the game with the UAE and Israel.
The deal means the UAE becomes just the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence.
The CDC releasing a new report that found depression symptoms among Americans were four times higher in June of this year compared to last year. The increase was especially notable in young adults, essential workers, and unpaid caregivers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
47 charges of racial discrimination against Yale have been placed by the Department of Justice. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
Following a Justice Department investigation, they've stated that Yale University illegally discriminates against Asian Americans and white applicants during the admissions process. The DOJ informed Yale that it reached the conclusion after a two-year investigation triggered by complaints from Asian American groups. As a condition of receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding, the Ivy League universities must agree to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs or activities receiving financial assistance from the federal government. The DOJ is also claiming that race is the determining factor in hundreds of admissions each year.
Banks are tightening lending standards and weeding out some of the neediest borrowers. The Fed's latest survey of senior loan officers finds that banks have raised interest rates and collateral requirements, as well as loan covenants, and are charging higher premiums for what they see as riskier loans. More than 80,000 small businesses permanently closed from March 1st through July 25th, including about 60,000 local businesses. That's according to Yelp. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.